Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Police in Portland, Oregon are looking for the gunman that left one person dead last night. It happened as a caravan of hundreds of cars filled with Trump supporters drove through the downtown area. There they clashed with a group of Black Lives Matter protesters, but it's not clear if the victim was a member of either group. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler blamed Trump for escalating violence in the city. Trump has attacked Wheeler on Twitter on the ongoing protests. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Kirk Vanderhart has more.
He tweeted that the mayor is an incompetent and a fool in all caps. That is more of the same from the president, who has repeatedly criticized Oregon leaders. But on the ground, most leaders here actually blame Trump. They say he has acted to divide people and inflame tensions, and they believe that he has goaded his supporters into stirring up trouble.
Kurt Vanderhart reporting. At a press conference today, Wheeler said the president should help or get out of the way. The protests in Portland have been going on nightly since George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police. Thousands of Louisiana residents are still displaced after Hurricane Laura tore through the state this past week. As NPR's Jon Stewart reports from the city of Orange, just getting basic goods is a challenge for those returning home.
In an open parking lot under the blazing August sun, a line of cars hundreds long inches through a food distribution line. There's no power here. Water service has been disrupted. Restaurants are closed. So a regional grocery chain has brought in truckloads of supplies. They ask people to keep their windows rolled up. The staff is wearing masks. This is what disaster relief looks like during a pandemic. Jessica Doherty cares for her grandparents who live next door.
We just need some ice mainly because we don't have power. That's the biggest issue right now, is the not having power and it being so hot.
She says she's trying to keep them from leaving their house. She doesn't want them to get COVID-19. Jon Stewart, NPR News, Orange, Texas.
At least 16 people died. Hundreds of thousands are without water and power. The government will release the August jobs report this week. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that an improving labor picture could send the stock market to more record highs.
The unemployment rate peaked at nearly 15% in April and has been coming down steadily each month since then. On Friday, the Labor Department will reveal what happened in August. New data about car sales, manufacturing, and construction spending will also be released. There have been signs of weakness in the job market lately. New unemployment claims topped 1 million again last week. Despite that, the stock market has been on a tear. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite Index have reached record highs, fueled by a select group of hot tech stocks. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. The Dow futures contract up about 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News. The president's son-in-law and Mideast peace envoy, Jared Kushner, is in Jerusalem ahead of an unprecedented trip with Israeli officials to the United Arab Emirates. Israel and the Emirates have agreed to establish diplomatic relations. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Kushner met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said the U.S. brokered deal between Israel and the Emirates is a, quote, historic breakthrough for peace. Netanyahu argued if other Arab and Muslim countries established ties with Israel, the Palestinians would feel pressure to make a deal with Israel. On Monday, Kushner boards Israel's first publicly acknowledged flight to the Emirates. It's a government-chartered flight carrying Israeli and U.S. officials to meet with Emirati officials. They're expected to discuss starting regular flights between the two Mideast countries. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Because of Hurricane Laura, crude oil output in the Gulf of Mexico is still down 70%, or 1.29 million barrels a day. This as crews evacuated before the storm continue to return to offshore facilities. The Department of Interior says 139 drilling rigs were unmanned as of today, but that's down from the 310 that were evacuated. The Coast Guard says the ports of Houston, Texas City, Galveston, Freeport, and others resumed normal operations. But closer to the storm's landfall, the ports of Lake Charles and Cameron in Louisiana are still without power, and they are closed. Offshore Gulf of Mexico wells account for 17% of total crude oil production and 5% of total natural gas production. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.